Marty Richards is here for a Pine River Report on a Thursday. Well, a big weekend coming up for kayaking, I would assume, Marty.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend tends to be pretty strong with, and, you know, the weather, it's not hot usually. And so that usually lends to a really cool opportunity to be able to get out on the kayak and enjoy the sights and sounds and relax. And so I would anticipate this would be a pretty strong weekend. We still have those blockages we're dealing with, but that trip with the recent rains, the water level's great. There's no real flow issues from Rockbridge again down to County SR, the Highway 80 landing at Steamboat Rock. That's two segments that'll give you a nice 3 to 4 hour paddle depending on your abilities, and I'd encourage that's where you stay unless you're an adventurous survivalist, as some folks learned painfully last week or a couple weeks ago. Really, we need to stay off this section from Bowens Mill down to Mill Pond Park. It's got 3-4 major blockages. I've got a crew, some of my guys, Dave Hausner being one of them. I have a new volunteer. Kenny Anderson told me, he goes, hey, and Kenny's capable. I know he's done work like that before. He's worked on the Pine before. And he said, yeah, I can go help you with that. So next week we got a crew going out that'll start to take on some of those harder blockages that we've been dealing with. But I would just tell folks, get a hold of 13 Pines Kayak Paddle, RC Paddle. They'll help you out. Jen will get you making sure that you're doing the segment that you should be doing. And 608-608-0392 is their phone number. And they'll make sure you're in the right segment as well. You can reach out to them on Facebook, social media, and they'll reply back and make sure you're doing the right segments. And they can outfit whatever you need to have an enjoyable trip too.
People coming into town, people going out of town. There are a lot of things going on to be excited about, Marty.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've had some folks say, well, gosh, you know, you've got some entertainment events happening this weekend, but aren't people leaving? Well, they're leaving, but we also have people coming in because I know for the short-term rental business, they're busy. There's a lot of folks from Chicago, Minneapolis, those bigger areas coming to enjoy our scenery and scenic just the relaxation of the serenity of it. So there are a couple big things happening. Number one, I just got done chatting with Jayco. He's got a concert at the City Auditorium, and that is September 5th, Saturday, September 5th, 7 o'clock show. Doors typically open an hour prior, 6 o'clock. You can get tickets locally. I know Napa Auto Parts, and then Christie's Sunnyside, Kelly's Coffee, just to mention J.J. Walsh Jewelers as well. You can get tickets there. They're $20 in advance or from the website, and you can go to GreaterRichlandTourism.com, our calendar of events, to get that information. But I'd really encourage, if you are a fan of music in general and like to hear kind of new sounds, I would go check that concert out because Jayco's sound is very different now. It's different than what you might have heard from him 3 years ago. He's kind of into a retro futuristic sound. So it'll be a little familiar, but it'll be a little different too. A lot of original songs, but I really encourage you support him. He's kind of kicking off. This is his first public appearance in 3 years, and he's really sat down, wrote a lot of new music. I'd encourage folks check that out. So, and then the other big event this weekend is the Fire in the Hills Motor Show, where Rooster's Car Club takes over Yuba. I don't think there's a Yuba constable to take over, but they take the town over and in good reason and for a good cause. But they, Saturday, September 5th, from 8:35 a.m. to 11:35 p.m. They really have an outstanding motor show there with a lot of just really well-done vehicles that are dressed up nicely. If you want to get a haircut, they'll have a barber there. Hmm. Now, just keep in mind, that barber will do a 1950s, 1960s haircut for you. So if that's not what you were going for, I'd stay with my regular barber. They also have the 50-50 raffles. They've got three bands that'll be playing. A lot of great food. I know the Still and then also the Kenny's Pine River Inn will be open. So I'd head to Yuba on Saturday during the day. And then they have a fireworks display and just some really cool stuff they do with cars at night with flamethrowers. And it's very entertaining. I was there 1 year and that was something else. I didn't expect to get what I got there. One other thing, a little selfish plug I'm going to make. We're getting into the calendar here where, yes, the kayak seasons get a little shorter, but it's still a very enjoyable paddle this time of year. But also, we're getting close to October and the Canyon of Lights Parade. And so for those folks who are wanting to have an entry in the Canyon of Lights Parade, just go to GreaterRichlandTourism.com. That parade has been growing, and we want to get more folks involved. You can register if you're a civic group or if you're a collector, you've got your vehicle all blinged out and it looks really cool at night, or just a business. You want to promote your business. That's a really well-attended parade and a good place to get some notice. So I'd encourage folks to get out to GreaterRichlandTourism.com, go to the calendar of events, and you'll see where the registration is for the parade.
Sounds like fun. What about the branding iron? What's on tap there?
Well, the branding iron, Phil, from your suggestion last week, has officially named the bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, which it is formidable. I had one last night, and they're huge. But they have renamed them the Big Marty.
Wow.
So
your time has arrived. You have a sandwich.
I finally have been memorialized, at least until the tomatoes land. Or last, you know, as long as they got tomatoes. And the bacon in that it's almost a steak. So I'm serious. They're really good. Really good sandwich. But I'd go to the Branding Iron and check out, you know, their menu again tonight. They're open 4 to 8 o'clock. You can get off the regular menu, or you can have the Big Marty.
The Big Marty.
And then on Friday, their fish fry, one of the best in the area. They're open 4 to 9 o'clock on Friday. And then on Saturday, they're going to go back to their regular menu. They won't have the wood-fired pizzas until the next week. So this Saturday, you can get off the regular menu. They can have the Big Marty or their own farm-raised beef hamburgers.
Do they have something more dainty like the terry or anything like
that?
The
light and trim terry.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have to talk about that. I think what Terry would do, she'd actually take the bun out and just eat the lettuce, bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
June would do that, too.
And that's an option.
Yeah, there you
go.
You
could always do that.
You could do the Terry version.
There you go.
The Big Marty. Maybe,
yeah, if you really do care about yourself, you might want to do that.
All right. Enjoy yourself this weekend, Marty.
You too, Phil. Thank you.
Marty Richards with the Pine River Report here on WRCO.